was a judge once again for the DECA mock competition recently. For those of you who don't know what DECA is, it's a program for high school students that teaches them marketing and business skills. At the mock competition, students give a presentation on a marketing or business idea or plan to two judges. The judges then give feedback on the students' presentation, poise, problem solving, delivery, and more. It's a really fun and rewarding event. But this is not a blog post about DECA. It's about Hope, my co-judge. Between DECA students, Hope and I got to know each other. She shared an incredible story with me, and I was so moved by her story, I wanted to share it with you, my listeners. Hope grew up in a small, depressed town in a home with parents who weren't really the best parents. They didn't encourage her nor expect much of her, but that didn't stop her. Hope did well in high school. She shared that of the 220 people who started at her high school, only 99 graduated, and of those 99, only 5 went to college. Hope was one of them. Her family did not have the money to pay for college, so Hope researched scholarship programs and found a few. It meant she had to work hard to meet the requirements, but she did. Hope attended a scholarship program networking event and found herself standing next to an older businessman. She decided to strike up a conversation. They talked about golf, her past and her future, and a few other things. After 45 minutes of an engaging conversation, the man she was talking to revealed who he was, the president of a large bank. He was so impressed by Hope, he told her he wanted her to work for the company. Hope laughed it off, thinking he was joking. He persisted and asked for her business card and gave her one of his. He insisted she send him her resume. 2 weeks later, Hope had not sent the bank president her resume and, in fact, had forgotten the whole thing. She then got a call from him. He said, "Hope, I haven't received your resume. Did you submit it?" Hope admitted she had not. He reiterated again that he wanted her to work for the company and to submit her resume. Well, long story somewhat short, Hope did submit her resume. She then went through a series of interviews for a management trainee program with the bank. Hope got the job and is now 6 months into the program. She is incredibly grateful to this man and to the bank. She wasn't sure, given the economy and that she graduated with a liberal arts degree, if she would get a job. But here she is, a young woman from a challenging background who took a risk and talked to the well-dressed professional man, which led to a great job. The moral of the story? Well, there are a couple of morals. The first is never underestimate yourself. No matter what difficulties you experienced, it is possible to do great things. The second moral is never miss an opportunity to talk to someone. That someone could be the key to a great job, a great client, a great friend, or just a great conversation. Hope stepped out of herself and didn't let her challenging beginning stop her from shooting for the stars. She aimed well. Do you know Hope? Perhaps you came from a similar place. What helped you to succeed? Has taking a chance led to something great? I'd love to hear from you. Email me at arden@kleissetiquette.com. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.